Topic of my presentation is about the effects of pH and iron strength on soil dielectric permittivity. TDR is a wildly technique in measuring soil water content. So here is a typical TDR waveform. The axis x-axis is the time in nanoseconds. The y-axis is the reflection coefficient. There are two special points here. One is firstly the peak, there is another point is the winding. Based on the time interval from the peak to the winding, we can calculate the travel time of electric magnetic wave traveling along the TDR probe, and then we use this equation to calculate the permittivity. After the permittivity is available, we can use the top equation to calculate the soil moisture content. Then this is the top equation. This top equation is widely used and very quite universal. However, there are two soils were reported to have a strong deviation of permittivity from the top equation. For example, here, this is the Brazilian axis, and this red scale is the organic soils. So now the question is, why these two soils have a deviation from top equation? If we compare these two soils, we have found they have some common characteristics. The common characteristics is that both of the soil are variable charged soils. So these common characteristics inspired us to assume maybe this is the reason to interpret why the two soils has different soil permittivity, they're not following the top equation. For variable charged soil, Rohrer-Gell-Mann equation is widely used to describe the surface charge density varying with the pH effect and iron strength effect. In the equation, the pH zero is a zero charge point. When the soil pH is not different from the pH zero, and then the surface charge, need surface variable charge density will be higher. When the pH soil solution pH is higher than pH zero, then surface will be negative charged. When the soil pH is less than pH zero, the surface charge will be positive charged. And the second effect is the iron strength effect. When the solution iron strength increase, and the surface charge density will increase. The hypothesis of the study is that is a high surface charge results in high permittivity. This is the hypothesis of the study. If we combine this hypothesis with the Rohrer and the Gell-Mann equation, we will get two detailed hypotheses. For variable charge soil, the pH and iron strength will affect not only the surface charge, but also the permittivity. For permanent charge soil, the pH and iron strength will affect neither the surface charge nor the permittivity. So the key point of the hypothesis, the study is that the similarity of the pH iron strength effect on surface charge and permittivity. The objective of this study is to carry out experiments to get the effect of pH and iron strength on the surface charge and permittivity. If the experimental results showed the similarity of the effects, and then we will accept the hypothesis. Otherwise, the hypothesis will be rejected. We used the two soils in the experiment. The first one The first one is an axis, theoretically axis, which is a variable charge soil. The second one is a money soil, is a permanent, is a clay permanent surface charge soil. Before the experiment, we made the surface charge. The method is O'Hara-Gilman method. The experiment has 10 soil treatments, which is a combination of 5 levels of soil pH and 2 levels of iron strength. The soil was mixed with the solutions, the 10 solutions, and then packed into the column, and the final water content is 35%. After 1 week of storage of the soils, we made the soil pH, iron strength, and the permittivity. The soil pH and the iron strength was measured by pH meter and EC meter. The soil water ratio is 1:5. The permittivity was measured by the TDR system. The cube test is tectonic 1502B, and the TDR probe is cable scientific from the three-rod probe. We just short the probe length from 30 to 7.1 centimeter. We made the permittivity 3 times. Preliminary results. This is the measured permittivity varying with the water content of two soils. From here we can see the money soil follows top equation perfectly. However, the axis soil showed a strong deviation and a little bit lower than the top equation. So that means the two, we are based on the comparison of two soils, we can interpret why the axis soil did not follow the top equation. This is the need surface charge density of the axis soil. If we ignore the sign of the charge, we can get these curves. So from these curves, let's look at the pH effect. At the pH 0, 0.0 charge of the soil is around 5.5. When the pH is greater than 5.5, the surface charge increase is negative. pH is less than pH 0, the surface charge will also increase, and the surface charge is positive. And the second is the iron strength. When the iron strength increase, the surface charge increase. So this result follows O'Hara-Gilman equation very well. This is the permittivity of an axis. First, look at the pH effect. At the pH close to the pH 0.5, the permittivity is minimum. When the pH is greater than 5.5, the permittivity increases. When the pH less than 5.5, the permittivity also increase. This is the pH effect. Let's see the effect of iron strength. When iron strength increase, the permittivity also increase. So if we compare this slide with the previous one, the surface charge, we can see the similarity of the curves, especially the pH effect and the iron strength effect. So we would say there are similarity of the effects on the axis. For the money soil, as I said, is a permanent surface charge soil. So changing the pH will not affect the surface charge density. The permittivity, the pH effect on the permittivity is not significant from the figure. And also, the iron strength effect on the permittivity was not significant either. So there is also a similarity of the effect on both the permittivity and the surface charge for the mechanism. So based on the similarity of the two soils, of the pH effect and the unstrain effect on the soil surface charge and permittivity. So based on these two similarities, we can conclude that the variation of oxygen soil from top equation is because of the variable surface charge, and the O'Hara-Gilman equation can be used to interpret the internal mechanisms. So that's it. Thank you.